welcome to the Coda Catch-Up Podcast. My name is Jamie Jones, and I thought I'd discuss some thoughts out of my mind about finding the time. This is where you want to find the time to do something or learn something. Now, a lot of my friends say that I do quite a lot. I personally don't think I do that much. But basically, myself, I'm a full-time Rails developer doing, I think it's around 40 hours a week. Then I also freelance, which I've been doing for I think like 9 years or more now. It's been quite a while. It's where I first started, which I'm sure a lot of web developers have done as well. Then I run a couple side projects. I've got devbase.io, which is like a platform for web developers to put their information on clients and any services they might have, so passwords for those services. For example, I might be, you know, at Acme Co, for example, and we have a bunch of clients. I start a new client. We've got WordPress login details to remember if we're doing a WordPress site. We also sign them up to Mandrill, so we want to have separate logins for that, so we need to store them somewhere. Then Joe on my team comes along, needs that information, so I can hand that to him. The client needs those details, maybe even the hosting details. They can get those from the system as well or have them emailed to them. So that's what that does. Then there's emailsetupbuddy.com, which helps your clients get set up in their email clients. Pretty straightforward. That one's still in heavy development, but it's coming along. I'm also the co-founder of a monthly meetup group called Drupal Gold Coast. That's all about Drupal. Co-founded that, when was that? I was at Drupal Down Under, I think 4 or 5 years ago, a while now. And basically, doing all those things, people think it's a lot to do, as well as they might ask me for advice, like at Drupal Gold Coast, and I've always got either some modules in Drupal I'm telling them about, or some other technologies or ways of working, different workflows. And they find it amazing how I know all this information. But it's really just about keeping up to date with those technologies, following a few very simple old style kind of things, which is basically using Twitter, RSS feeds, podcasts, and newsletters. Now, it's not too hard to do, like just setting some time aside every day, whether it be 10 minutes, 15 minutes, half an hour, whatever you like, whatever you need. It's just finding that time. A lot of people use the excuse, oh, I don't have the time. Well, you know, to keep up to date, you might need half an hour, for example. Just get up half an hour earlier or stay up an extra half hour. It's really up to you. Whatever you want to do, you can do it. Like working on side projects, for example, I basically follow 3 rules. I work on it when I need to, so say if there's a bug or there's some support or something like that, I'll make myself do it. That's pretty straightforward. You got to do it. You got to keep any customers or friends or whatever you have on the platform happy. So I do what I have to when I'm there. Then there's also when I like to. So I think this is a pretty big one. You know, you should be inspired by your projects. It doesn't have to be inspiration all the time, but sometimes you just need to make sure that, oh, if you feel like working on this feature, you go and do it, or allow some time, which is my third one, is just allotting time. So going, okay, this Saturday I'm going to work on this project and get feature X done. It's not too hard to follow those 3 simple rules. It's just when you need to, when you feel like it, or inspired should be, I think it's a good word, is when you really feel like doing something. And then just setting time aside, just making yourself do it. That's a little bit similar to needing to, but I feel it's kind of, I don't know how to explain it really. But basically, yeah, just allotting time, because you think about projects, if you were given a week to do, create a blog, for example, just a simple blog, you would probably take a week to do. This is a known kind of pattern. But if you said, okay, you have an hour to set up a blog, you'd still get that blog done in an hour. So what's the difference between getting it done in an hour and a week? It's just forcing yourself to do it, giving yourself constraints. And as for the technology side, I mean, Twitter, RSS feeds, podcasts, and newsletters are simple. Newsletters come straight to your inbox. RSS feeds come to your feed reader. Twitter comes in whenever you like it to. And podcasts you can listen to whenever. So you can, with all of those, you can use your own time, make time to do that. For example, Twitter, I check it in the mornings, sometimes on lunch, and then a couple times at night. I just go through that by following a bunch of people, a bunch of tech companies, by following a bunch of tech people. I find out what they're doing, what they're using, how they're using it. Same with tech companies. They sometimes put out things like what they're using, how they're using it, or they might have new products they're launching, new services, things like that. With my RSS feeds, I do have quite a lot. There's over 100 tech-related ones, but I think a lot of them are dead. So it's probably maybe 20 or so that I read on a weekly basis, I guess. That's probably the best way to put it, because a lot of them are kind of either weekly, daily, or some of them are just whenever. Newsletters, they come in, same thing. It's pretty much the same as RSS feeds, except it's in a nice, pretty HTML format that's straight in my inbox. So I can't really avoid it unless I delay it through mailbox.app. The next thing is podcasts. I think this is probably the easiest way to stay up to date with technology and any kind of web-related or actual gadgets. So I've got a few here that I thought are must-haves. One is the Shop Talk Show with Chris Coyer and Dave Ruford. Amazing, amazing show. You've definitely got to subscribe to that one. The Changelog, which is an open source podcast. It's a podcast about open source, rather, by Adam Stack and Jared. They do an awesome job there. Lots of interviews with open source creators and movers. Then if you're really into Ruby, there's the Ruby on Rails podcast, which is a fairly lengthy podcast, which is absolutely fantastic, though. I think most of them go for about an hour or so. And then you've got the Ruby 5, which they're between 4 and 5 minutes, I think, or 4 and 6 minutes. And they come out weekly, and that's just a quick summary of the latest Ruby stuff. Then there's the Giant Robots Smashing into Other Giant Robots podcast. So I think this one's pretty awesome as well. This is from the guys at ThoughtBot. They do interviews, they talk about workflows, technologies, things like that. And I think just if you sit down and decide to, or you can even do this on the move really, and just make sure you stick to Twitter, your RSS feeds and podcasts, you'll be able to stay up to date with things and be able to find the time simply by creating the time. So anyway, that's just my thoughts I wanted to get out. That's it. If you want to contribute, come on the podcast or anything like that, ping me at CodaCatchUp on Twitter, and I'll see you in the next episode.